This is a Squiz podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed.
Squiz Kids!
It's your daily news fix. Fun, free, fresh.
Hello and welcome to Squiz Kids Today, your fresh take on what's happening in the world around you. I'm Amanda Bauer. It's Wednesday, May 25. In Squiz Kids Today, rain, go away! Ancient poo reveals all, ruse on the loose in India, and fake news about Uranus. That's what's making news, kid style.
The lowdown.
What's worse than La Nina's heavy summer rains? How about La Nina sticking around for autumn, winter, and spring? In case you've forgotten what La Nina is, it's a combination of wind systems and warm ocean temperatures that results in, you guessed it, lots of rain. It usually happens once a decade, but American climate researchers predicted yesterday that we might need to keep our wellies on for three La Ninas all in a row. They studied tides and temperatures from Tahiti to Darwin and said that there's a 60% chance that the La Nina clobbering us now will continue into winter, and a 50% chance that it will go right through until spring, making what's known as a triple La Nina. That's only happened three times in the last 120 years. Well, aren't we lucky? Sydney has already had the wettest start to the year in its history, with rain falling on 96 out of 144 days so far. And it'll stay wet for the rest of this week all along the east coast. There are also warnings for hazardous surf from Fraser Island in Queensland all the way down to Batemans Bay on the south coast of New South Wales. Stay safe out there, people.
Spin the globe.
Each day we give the world globe a spin and find a news story from wherever it stops. And today we've landed in England, close to Stonehenge. You know Stonehenge, right? It's an ancient circle made out of enormous stones that is aligned to the sun. Historians are still debating exactly how and why Stonehenge was built about 5,000 years ago. But now, at least, they know what the builders were eating, thanks to five pieces of ancient, fossilised poo. Known scientifically as coprolites, the poos were found near the site of a prehistoric village. In good news, the poo had absolutely no smell to it after all those years. In yuck news, examination of the poo suggests that the builders of Stonehenge were eating raw or undercooked cow liver and lung. Please don't make me say that sentence again. Still, archaeologists, those people who dig up old things to learn about ancient cultures, found way more pig's bones than cattle bones at the rubbish dump near the village. So it's likely these ancient people were eating more pork than internal cow organs. I guess that's a good thing.
Animal Kingdom.
Villagers walking along the edge of a forest in eastern India recently spotted three very strange creatures. They had short, reddish-brown fur, powerful back legs with big feet, and a strong, long tail that they used to balance while hopping around. Sound familiar to you, my Aussie friends? Well, these people had no idea what they were looking at. They were in India, after all. And it was only after they alerted forest officials that they learned that the animals were kangaroos. It turns out that it's become very trendy in India to have an exotic animal as a pet, and all kinds of creatures are being smuggled, which means snuck illegally, into the country. Officials have been trying to catch smugglers by checking cars entering the state of West Bengal, and they suspect that the kangaroos were dumped on the side of the road by smugglers who were trying to avoid getting caught. Sadly, one died, but the other two are recovering in a safari park. They'll have to spend the rest of their lives in a zoo because India is not their natural habitat. Video of them has gone viral and more roos are now being spotted in the Indian wild. Let's hope they get to safety soon too.
Ooh,
It's Wednesday, which means that Squizzy the News Hound is back to tell us about fishy things he's sniffed out on the internet. And he's got a really stinky one today. Uranus. Beloved by giggling school students everywhere, the name for the seventh planet from our sun actually comes from the Greek god of the sky, not the body part we all have to excrete solid waste. But an article online has caused a lot of excitement lately because it says that in the American state of Florida, the government has banned 54 school books because they use the word Uranus. Now, the word for the day, Squiz Kids, is satire. If something is labelled as a satire, it means that the work isn't true. It's using humour or exaggeration to expose something ridiculous. In this case, that online article, well, it's very clearly labelled satire. Florida's government did not ban the word Uranus from school books, although they did recently ban some maths books. That's what the article was making fun of. As far as Uranus goes, though, as long as school kids are talking about the planet and not bums, they're safe. Phew.
Time for the quiz.
This is the part of the podcast where you get to test how well you've been listening. Question number one. What's the name of the weather system causing all this rain? Yep, that's right, La Niña. Question number two. What is coprolite? Yeah, fossilised poo. And question number three. In keeping with the theme, Uranus is named after what? That is correct, the Greek god of the sky.
Shout outs.
It's May 25. Happy Independence Day to Jordan. Did you know that almost a quarter of this Middle Eastern country's population is made up of refugees, or that they do not make money selling oil? To learn more about Jordan, listen in to this week's Squiz the World episode. The super-fast supersonic jetliner is landing in Amman, the capital, as we speak. It's available to all Squiz Kids for Schools and Apple special subscribers, and there are links to free trials in your episode notes. It's also a special day for these Squiz Kids celebrating a birthday today. Will and Addie from Quirindi, Jana from Exeter, Ping-Wee from Wheeler's Hill, Twigsy from Geelong, Eva from Otford, Charlene from Kew, Berry from Paddington, Lucinda from Coringba, and Sebastian living over in New York City. And classroom shout-outs go to Class 3-4 Manta Rays at Grahamstown Public School, Class F3 and Mr. Salvaire at Hammond Park Primary School, Class 3-6 Peach and Miss Hills at Bowen Public School in Orange, and lastly to Class 5-6 Scarlet and Mrs. Hawkins at Ashmont Public School. Don't forget, if you've got a birthday coming up and you want a shout-out, or if you want a classroom shout-out, drop us a line at squizkids@thesquiz.com.au. That's all we have time for. Thanks for listening to Squiz Kids today. Bryce will be back again tomorrow. In the meantime, get out there and have a most excellent day. Over and out.